This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Tech Talk. It's the final Thursday of the month, and we have two gentlemen from Amans.net joining us. We've got Ikwa Nazri, of course, who's been here with us before, and Effie Safarudin. He just told me to use another name 2 seconds ago. Anyway, welcome, gentlemen.
Hello.
Of course, what we're going to do is we're going to do a roundup of some interesting stories around the tech space. And you, the first one is the WWDC events.
Yeah, WWDC events.
Tell us about that.
So Apple WWDC events is an annual event. So it's a short form of Worldwide Developer Conference. So attended by a lot of Apple enthusiasts and programmers. But I was not there. But what I want to bring here today is the new function of new function in iOS 10 and also in Mac OS. Okay. So in iOS 10, there's a lot of things that will happen. But among the important things that we can know is that there's a feature of a raise to wake. So imagine you just lift up the phone and you raise it on certain angle and then it's switch on.
Okay.
So you don't need to like slide to unlock whatsoever. So it will just unlock and you can see the screen. And when you see the screen, there's a new interface that show you the messages, show you the calendar, show you everything, but in a more detailed manner. Okay. So last time, I think it's just the notification and just one-liner or two-liner and then the timing. But this time, there is more detail. So you don't need to unlock. You just see all of it. And if you do the 3D touch where you press a bit long and deep, and then you can see extended detail of the notification. And the next big thing is you can access the other application through Siri. So all this time, when you ask Siri where to go makan or where to eat, something like that, and then they will pop out the location. But then that one is by Siri. But now if you, let's say you want to get a car, and then it can launch Uber or Lyft in this case. So the screen, it means an integration with other applications. So for developer perspective, it is a huge jump. Because now we can access application more direct to Siri. All this time, we cannot use Siri to do other things aside from launching Apple-owned applications.
Right, okay. Yeah. So now it goes into other applications. Also, must have a disclaimer. Ikwan is an Apple fanboy. every Android or that line?
I'm an Android user when it comes to phones. Okay. But to tablets, it's always iOS. You can say that I'm a multi-faith user.
A multi-faith user. Okay, so that's the exciting things happened at WWDC. There's another one, Electronic Entertainment Expo, E3. This was in LA.
This was in Los Angeles.
Angeles, and you were there.
Oh, yes.
So tell me, games, okay, what happened at the event?
Well, they launched quite... they showcased a lot of new games, new console when it comes to Microsoft, but for me... The reason why I was there is just for the games. And there are like 5 games that really caught my eye. And the first one for me, the one that I was really excited about was God of War. So I followed the game on the PS2 and the PS3. And then at the end of God of War 3, the main hero died. So everyone assumed that, it's the end of the series. And then suddenly, without any leaks prior to that, and then they shoot this live demo. It's not a pre-rendered trailer. It's a live demo on stage. Everyone went nuts. I was in the hall. Everyone like losing their minds, like standing up, started clapping. So it's
crying.
And it looks like 100 times better than the last generation. So it's a continuation of a character that most gamers love. And we are intrigued on how did he survive? He basically committed suicide. And he has a son. And in the last game, he killed all of Olympus. Right. And this time around, he's waging war with the god of Asgard. So it's like, okay, how is it going to end? What's going to happen? He's going to fight Thor and Loki, the original version, not the Marvel version. Okay. So it's interesting. Because what we know from Sony and the studio at Santa Monica is they can really write a good story and also deliver in the action. So, very psyched about
that. It is important, the storyline, everything, the content. It's got to grip the person as well. Mm-hmm. So, that was your favorite, God of War.
God of War. Other than that, I would say the next game that I think everyone seems to agree probably won the show is Battlefield 1. So it's a bit weird that a game that was based on World War 1 actually would, get the most acclaim. Because in the last 2-3 years, first-person shooter games basically going for the current war, the modern warfare, and even future one, like what Call of Duty is doing with Infinite Warfare, where they go to space now. But what I find interesting is, even though it's a low-tech kind of game, but it's a lot more interesting because you have to really think about how many ammos you have, the weapon are not as powerful, you have to kill a tank, you have to throw like 3 grenades instead of using
a bazooka
in other game. So it's a totally different...
Old school.
Totally different challenges. And what I like most is how good the graphic looks like, even though they say it's only pre-alpha at the time, it's only one map. But even that, even with that disclaimer, it looks really great. And I'm not surprised that a lot of people say, oh, that is the game of the of E3.
Right.
So it's really fun. And I actually played a 64-player LAN.
Okay.
Okay. All this time, what personally, I've been playing online with only like 8 people. Mm-hmm. So like 64 is really massive. You really feel like you are in the warfare. You're really in the battlefield. And you really feel like this camaraderie with other people in your team. Even though before that I never met anyone in my team, so I jump in, started shouting like, "Oh, go to the left, go to the right!" It feels like actual war. So that is why I think Battlefield 1 won. It managed to recreate that battlefield feel.
So
Battlefield is Battlefield.
So there you are at E3, and then you call this work, huh?
it's work.
I'm jealous.
Okay, what were the you said five.
Five.
Okay.
Another three. I'm not gonna go on details, but basically I'm gonna say Titanfall 2 on the PS4. Because it was not on the PS4 before, and it's something that was supposed to be exclusive, and then it's there. And then there's another game called Days Gone for the PS4. You know, there's a lot of zombie games, but this one is a bit different because you finally see zombie like this living organism. Like if you saw World War Z, imagine all those horde of zombies, and you have to fight them in a game. So they're showing like hundreds of zombies, which was never seen before. I don't think it's ever been depicted in a game before. So that's four. The last one for me, let's see. The last one for me is what's this game? Oh yeah, Mafia 3.
Okay,
I've always been a fan of anything that got to do with organized crime kind of game, because I'm a good person. I will never be a big abang long besar or something.
Okay.
So to have that game that allows me to fulfill my fantasy of being a godfather or something. So it's fun, because the last game, Mafia 2, that came out in 2010, if I'm not mistaken, was really big letdown, because they promised open world, but it was not open world, and it's very limited. But this time around, they say, okay, what you do with all your underbosses will change the dynamics of the game. You don't have to keep them alive, you can kill them if you want. So it's like multiple ending on an open world game.
Right.
Okay, so that's fun.
How many days were you there?
I was there for 2 days working. I keep saying, people, I have the best job in the world.
I'm sure.
And I'm jealous as a boss.
Okay, the other news is what? Yahoo Messenger for this desktop discontinued.
Yeah, if you...
Didn't say why. Okay, go
didn't
on.
Say why, but you see, last few 10 years, when you're using Yahoo Messenger desktop, you keep clicking the buzz and so on. But now because... I don't know what happened, but I think maybe the focus is more on the mobile.
Yeah.
Okay. So they already have the apps. They already have the web. So they decided to discard the desktop. I think it's because the legacy version. Okay. And then after that, there will no more software for that one.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna cover some local news after this. I've got Ikwa Nazri and Effie Safarudin from Amans.net. Stay tuned to Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Building fashion movements. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk. This is Frida Liu, Ikwa Nazri, and Effie Safarudin from Amans.net. We were talking about some interesting stories in the tech field, and earlier we covered the WWDC events around Apple. And, you know, Electronic Entertainment Expo, where Effie gets to go there for the first time ever. This is his bucket list since he was 14 years old. Anyway, we've got some local news, and this is a really interesting one.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, now we have a local people that has near to 1 million subscribers in YouTube.
Okay.
So it was surprising because for a small country like us.
Yeah.
And one guy like showing up, and then what he do is that Bramley, he's from Kedah but now in Subang.
Uh-huh.
So what he did is that you can watch the channel Cartoon Hooligans. So Cartoon Hooligans is like is a YouTube channel that has a lot of animation, and most of the content is more on a parody for popular animation.
Okay, and yeah, he developed this.
Yep.
The cartoons and everything, he did the animation for.
Yeah, because previously when he was 70 years old, he got offered to draw for Gempak Stars. So he has the talent, so he produced all the animation there.
It's amazing. I mean, Kedah boy and now in Subang. But I was just having a look at it, and it's like, wow, it's really world class.
It's Polish. At one glance, you think it was like, this is maybe made in US or maybe yeah, made somewhere else. It's not like made in Malaysia or something like that.
No, I think like that we can do things that are world class. I think that's important, right? And it's just like you look and you know, wow, and nearly a million subscribers. So Bramley, well done. I need to talk to this young man.
Yeah, sure.
And then what do you have? This is a Pandai Bot.
So Pandai Bot, so one of the local developers has developed Pandai Bot. It is a bot for Telegram. So if you install Telegram, you can search for Pandai Bot, P-A-N-D-A-I Bot. And then what they do is that for an instant command, for a simple command, then you can get the status for a lot of things.
Right.
So things like if you're an online seller and you're sending post laju couriers, you can check the status courier by using this Pandai Bot. And if let's say you want to check the foreign exchange or check your TNB bills, you can use command like /fx or /TNB.
Okay, So I know because you're saying here the delivery status for Post Malaysia, Skynet, CityLink, a few people.
So you're able
to check your status on this particular interesting. So you got to have Telegram first.
Oh, you have to have Telegram first.
And then after that, you can download Pandai Bot. And then on to your other favorite topic, Effie. New devices in Malaysia.
Hey, new ones.
All right, man. What toys do you have?
Okay, the first one I would like to talk about is the Sony Xperia X. Okay, they basically stopped the Z series that used to be their flagship phones.
Mm.
So with the X, it's actually a mid-range phones, but the problem is for me, it's priced not accordingly.
Ah.
It's $2,499, if I'm not mistaken, for a Snapdragon 650, which is mid-range. The camera is awesome though; it's 23 megapixel at the back and 16 at the front. So it's a 5-inch phone, metal body with fingerprint scanner. I've used it for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's a good phone, but I don't think that the current market that people actually would like to buy
at that
a
price.
Mid-range phone at that particular price.
Okay.
Because we now, what we have in our market right now is a lot of phones from China.
Mm.
They are actually quite good now compared to 3 years ago. And they're selling for
Half the price.
Not even half, less than 1,000. Mm. And I personally am quite surprised because I was skeptical when they came in the market. Like, they're going to flood our market with this really substandard device. But no, actually, it's really great. And when you have phones by Sony, by other manufacturers that's selling at two or three times more, you start to think, you know, have you been fooled all this time to buy really expensive phones?
So we've been paying for the brand, maybe.
We're paying for the brand. We are paying for the, I would say, the advertising and also for the service centers. Because one thing that is lacking with this new phone is the services. So the next one is actually Samsung Galaxy J. This is an entry-level phone. It's for $449, 4.5 inches, 1.3 gigahertz quad-core, 1 gigabyte of RAM, and a 5-megapixel camera. This is probably a throwback. If you go 5 years ago, this is probably a flagship.
Okay.
So you can see how devices evolve in the last 5 years. But for $449, it's relatively cheap. But again, all these devices from China, if you pay about 200 ringgit more, you could get
a pretty good
one. So this has always been our discussion in the office. Like, why do these people like Samsung or Sony keep on making this really expensive phone when they know the market is no longer there for their kind of really expensive premium entry level and medium spec phones?
I guess it's like the parents will buy for their teenage kid.
Perhaps,
but it's still too expensive. I think I have a lot of cousins. Mm. They have their own kids now. Even they won't actually give this really cheap phone because they realize that kids, you know, kids being kids. I remember being kids. I start start tweaking with the thing, start playing with the thing, and it breaks down. So if you can you like waste $500 on that?
Yeah.
So you're probably gonna buy a bit more premium. So I'm not surprising a lot of kids now, about 10 years old, using an iPhone 5. Yeah, yes. It's an iPhone 5. It's a bit cheaper, but it's an iPhone. It still has that quality. You have to admit, even though I'm not an iOS user.
Yeah.
But iPhone, that's you pay for the premium quality there. You can see the difference in terms of
the pricing isn't that much of a difference.
Yeah, you can get an iPhone 5 secondhand about
100, like 600, 700.
So I think that is probably the go-to device if I want to give it to my child. So it's resilient enough to abuses my child.
Okay, it's okay. You can
tahan lasak. You can throw it away.
Okay. So and then the other thing is the Astro has increased their price for sports packages.
Is it
because of all the excitement with football and Olympics?
Actually, no. What happened was last year the rights holder for the EPL they decided there's a lot of demand, we're gonna increase it. So the license fee to show all these games has just increased. So we being the consumer have to bear the brunt of having to pay it more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, having to see all these players driving their Bentleys. Hey, that's your money, man. So you're now allowed to abuse them on social media.
Because of you
have to pay more.
Because of your Bentley.
Yeah, so from what I understand from the website, they told us that because of this increase of licensing fee, they have to increase it by 8 ringgit and 48 cents.
800
if you are subscribing to the Astro Sports Pack. But they will now put 4 more new channels. One is called
EGG Network.
EGG, which is basically an e-games.
Right.
You can now watch e-sport live on TV. Another one is called Be In Sport, another sports channel offering La Liga. Another one is Astro Super Sport HD4, another one for their sport events.
Super Sport 4
and last one is Astro Arena HD. Finally, Arena is in HD. So if you like watching Malaysian football, Malaysian event, it's finally on HD. Finally, you don't have to squint your eye and say, eyes, my 4K TV showing SD content. No.
No, you don't have 4K.
I don't have 4K. But when I browse around, sometimes when you switch on the TV, you accidentally tune into terrestrial TV. Then you realize that, how do I survive watching
all
this
these years?
For the first 25 years of my life?
You do.
You do.
Because I don't subscribe to anything. I'm not an astronaut.
Lucky you.
Yeah, so I've never been exposed to that. moving on, U-Mobile might introduce a new plan.
Yeah.
Might.
Might.
Okay.
Because at the moment, it's just like is a
leaked.
So it's not confirmed.
Right.
So we cannot say anything final.
Mm-hmm.
But if let's say it will be true, 98 ringgit for 30 gigabyte and unlimited call.
Awesome.
98 ringgit. 30 gigabyte data is a lot, because I think among other competitors like me, I'm paying 80 ringgit for 10 gigabyte.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at another 20 ringgit, I can get 30 gigabyte. That's a lot. I think maybe I can cannot ditch my broadband. But there's a lot of data that we can handle on the go. There's a lot of things we can download and upload on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and U-Mobile, interestingly, because they always offer something that totally new or like changing the game. Yeah.
Right, raising the game for others to follow. Okay,
yep.
Interesting. So we'll be on the lookout for that to see if this will become a reality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a local developer with a new game.
Okay, so there's another two news about local developers. So one there's a developer creating Super Steam Puff. This was created by Weird Work Studio. I'm not sure if I mentioned it correctly. So what they do is...
Or Wired Work? I have this suspicion.
Wired Work. So what they do is that it's a side-scrolling shooting game with the cute characters and so on. And you can play around like side-scrolling, shooting the bullets and so on, like Galaga. Not Galaga. The Gradius
or Ikaruga. I think it's more like Ikaruga because you're supposed to memorize all the patterns and stuff. When I saw the gameplay demo.
Yeah, and you can play multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer. That's fun.
Multiplayer with other people, but at the moment it's only available on iPhone and iPad, and you have to pay for $2.99. But it's okay,
right?
Because it's kind of polished game, and I don't feel bad for paying for it.
Okay.
So another one local developer story is Drupal. Mm-hmm. So last month, if I'm not mistaken, GrabHitch was announced here.
Yeah.
And now this Drupal has the same method, with GrabHitch, mm-hmm. that is to allow you as a driver to share your seats to carpool, okay. mm-hmm. to carpool with other people. Just that they are selling by seats. GrabHitch by trips.
Okay. Yeah. So this is very new.
Very new. So they just started like last 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And last 2 weeks, if you go to their website, there's not much trip yet. Mm. But looking forward at this next week, Raya, a lot of drivers has they started to advertise their routes. Hey, I'm going back to Kelantan. I have 3 seats.
I see.
If you want to carpool with me, can. But you must be not smoking, whatnot. But then again, puasa, cannot smoke, what?
But
unless you go back on day one.
Maybe they go at the Hari Raya itself, and then maybe so the driver can set the preferences. If they want the same gender, if they want the passenger cannot work out one or not, so must be non-smoking and whatnot. And they can also set the type of music that they want to listen. So it's like, yeah, I'm going back and I'm listening to like Metallica and so on. Okay, we are in. I'm going back and then I'm listening to some soap opera.
Wow, no. So cute. Okay, so this you haven't tried it yet, huh?
I haven't tried it yet. I wish I can share my seats, but I'm going back with my family, so I'm not.
So you expect this to be, I mean, it's going to be not so much Klang Valley, more longer distance?
The developer share with me that it's more like longer distance, okay. and they will come up with some different offerings later on where you can road trip for certain events.
Okay, I've got to check this out. Right? Okay, lots of interesting things happening, you know, here, and also, you know, if you get to go trips overseas. Thanks for being with us. We'll definitely talk to you guys again next month. Iqbal Nasri and FB Safaruddin from amans.net. Selamat Hari Raya.
Thank you.
Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.